Darker Projects Audio Works presents Star Wars Crossroads, Episode 2.
Status report, Captain Luca.
We are clear from hyperspace and in the target system, Moff Marsham.
And far from the prying eye of others. Excellent, Captain. Are we prepared for the test?
You have simply to give the word, my lord.
Then that word is given, Captain. Ye may fire when ready.
By your command. All hands, stand by to engage the forge cannon. My lord, our weapon has performed perfectly. The star and every world in this system have been completely destroyed. The ship's new armor also performed perfectly. The shockwave had no effect upon us.
That's very good, Captain. Very good indeed. Palpatine would be proud. I believe we may have the tool we've needed for some time now.
To restore the Empire, my lord?
Yes. And the complete and utter annihilation of the Rebellion, once and for all.
Come on, old girl. You've pulled through worse than this.
The ship isn't going anywhere. We're just being torn apart.
I can see that, Judah. The hybrid drive system isn't working. We've moved forward in time a little, but not much.
The ship can't take much more, Mac. We've got to drop back to normal space.
That's not going to be too easy. All my controls are offline. We're flying blind. Don't do this to me, girl. We've been through too much for it to end like this.
We have a lock on Raider's ship, Admiral. However, we estimate it will pass into the Rebels' territories before they're within weapons range.
They're not Rebels any longer, Lieutenant Kurtz. They're known as the New Republic now. Do make note of that.
Yes, Admiral. My apologies.
What of our fighters? Can't they intercept the Raiders before they cross the border?
I'm afraid not, sir.
Pity. Call back the TIE fighters, Commander, and power down the cannons.
Sir, with all respect, these raiders have been pestering Imperial systems for months now. We can't afford to let them get away.
I don't appreciate my orders being questioned, Kurtz. Besides, they're not getting away. But we're not about to go barreling into New Republic territory with all fighters deployed and guns blazing. Now, do as I have instructed.
At once, Commander.
Shall I have him punished, sir?
The days when the Empire killed off officers at a whim have long passed. I'm not a barbarian, Commander Winters. Kurtz is young and fresh out of the academy. In time, he'll learn to trust my judgments.
You've just pointed out that this is a very different empire now, but discipline must be maintained, sir. Lieutenant Kurtz questioned your decision. To let him get away with that could seem as weakness in the eyes of the crew.
So you're questioning my decisions now, Commander? Should I have you discipline as well?
Your point is well taken, sir.
I'm glad we see eye to eye. Now carry on, Commander.
All weapon systems are now disarmed, Admiral. Fighters are returning to ship.
Very good, Lieutenant.
We're now crossing the boundary into New Republic space, Admiral.
And in clear violation of the treaty the Empire has with them.
Admiral, our forward scopes are picking up a number of Republic frigates coming out of hyperspace. They've positioned themselves around us and the smuggler's ships, Admiral.
Excellent.
You knew that was going to happen, sir?
These raiders have been haunting a number of systems, Commander. It was only logical that they would be exploiting the Republic as well. Some time ago, I made contact with the New Republic garrison in this system, and then we formulated a plan to stop these smugglers.
Admiral, we are being hailed by the lead frigate. Their captain wishes to speak with you.
Put it through, Lieutenant.
This is Captain Masada of the New Republic frigate Mazu.
Admiral Tyron of the Imperial Star Destroyer Dapto.
Admiral, you have my thanks. Without the Empire's assistance, I do not believe we would have been able to capture these raiders.
No doubt that they'll find Republic justice gentler than our own. The raiders are somewhat fortunate in that regard, Captain. Had we caught them on our side of the border...
Yes, no doubt they would be dead by now. To take your meaning, Admiral. Still, you have done the Empire great service in their capture. As well as the New Republic.
There's no need to be insulting, Captain.
Well, we will escort you back to the Empire's territory, Admiral.
As you desire. Dapto out. Commander, set course for the border. I shall be in my quarters.
By your command, Admiral. You heard the man, people. Let's go home.
So it was all a trap, then. We drive the raiders into the arms of the Republic.
Looks that way.
Interesting strategy. Still, it's somewhat strange.
Strange? What do you mean, Lieutenant?
Working in conjunction with the Republic this way? It wasn't that long ago that the Empire was trying to wipe them out.
It's a different time now, Lieutenant. The rules of the game have changed, at least for now.
Looks like we've landed. Why do I feel we won't be leaving anytime soon? Judah, how are things on your end? Judah? Are you alright? Oh, God. Judah, can you hear me? Come on, kid, snap out of it. Damn it! Good, it's still online. Computer! Activate emergency medical hologram.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
My co-pilot's been injured.
I need a tricorder.
Here, take mine.
This is not a medical tricorder.
I don't have a medical tricorder on board. It'll have to do.
I can see working with you is going to be a true pleasure.
Well, how is he?
From the somewhat limited readings this tricorder is giving me, I would say serious. His vital signs are unstable and not within normal limits. He has suffered a massive cranial injury that will need surgical attention. In addition, he has suffered a significant amount of blood loss. We need to get him to the closest ship or starbase immediately.
That's not going to be possible. My ship's down for the count, and we're not even in our own universe at the moment.
That is quite an interesting situation to find oneself in. How did it come about?
We can talk about that later, Doctor. Judah's dying right now.
Oh, yes. Right. Now let me consider. Is the transporter still online?
What? I don't know. Maybe. Why? Is it important?
Extremely so. I think we should find out.
What for? You planning to beam him someplace?
In a manner of speaking, yes. This unit is damaged, but the pattern buffer is still active. Good. Now I just need to get a lock on our patient. And activate.
Where did you send him?
Nowhere, really. All I've done is placed his transporter pattern in the main buffer. Then I set it into a constant diagnosis cycle. As long as the system stays online, it should keep his pattern from degrading.
Buying us time to try and find him some help.
Precisely.
That's a pretty handy piece of engineering for an emergency medical hologram.
This model of the EMH program comes with an additional series of sub-programs. I have quite a number of engineering skills, not to mention I have a wonderful singing voice.
Well, the next time I want to see an opera, I'll know who to call. In the meantime, perhaps you can help me repair my ship.
I see this as a Class 3 Federation runabout. The damage seems quite extensive.
Yes, they are. And unless we can get her spaceworthy again, we'll be stuck in this universe. Not to mention Judah will be stuck in the pattern buffer.
Then I guess we have our work cut out for us.
My apologies, Admiral. I was unaware we woke you.
With that alarm blaring, I'd be surprised if you haven't woke everyone on board, Commander. Well, now that I'm awake, perhaps you'd care to tell me what the disturbance is.
A few minutes ago, our scopes detected a ship dropping out of... Well, we think it's hyperspace, but it left an exit signature unlike any ship we've recorded before. We believed it crashed on a small moon near here.
Perhaps more raiders?
I don't know, sir.
And I suggest we find out at once, set course for that moon. I want that ship found. If there is any crew on board, I want them taken alive for questioning.
Yes, Admiral.
Understand the basic theory behind alternative universes. Take the Einstein-Rosen bridge theory, for example. Now, basically, that states that the geometrical property of a black hole can manifest itself on the backside of another black hole where a different set of dimensions exists, thus bridging two realities. This makes passage through this bridge into another universe a mathematical possibility. However, the Vulcan scientist Psychon theories state that in order to pass from one reality into another, you have to have your basic atomic structure torn down into its quantum level where you would then...
Thank you, Doctor! But really, I think we should concentrate on getting the ship repaired. Now, if I could just get this damn access hatch open.
Oh, I can easily communicate and work at the same time. You see, my program was created with multitasking functions. This allows me to work quite adequately and carry on a friendly chat at the same time.
Damn it! I was afraid of that.
What is the matter?
It's the drive core assembly. It's been completely fused. There's no way we're going to be able to fix it.
Ah, I see your point. We will have to replace it.
With what? We're in another universe, Doctor! Hell, we're not even in the right galaxy or time zone for that matter. So please, tell me, Where am I going to find a replacement for the drive assembly?
You told me you tried to hook something called a hyperdrive motivator in with a warp core, if I remember.
Yeah, what about it?
What if you just replaced the hyperdrive assembly with that? Would it not get the Enforcer moving again?
It wouldn't do any good. The hyperdrive parts are all fused. It's worthless.
Well, it should be plain. You will have to get a replacement.
Assuming there is one to find on this world. With the sensors down, I have no idea where we are, let alone finding another drive unit.
Then I would suggest you go outside and start looking. The atmosphere is breathable.
Why not? It's not like we're going anyplace soon. I take it Starfleet enabled your program to work with a mobile emitter?
Yes. Why is this fact important?
Because you're coming with me. The replicator's still online, so we can make one for you easily enough.
Oh, joy.
Come along, Doctor. We have a new drive system to find.
To be continued.